Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. May God Almighty's divine peace and light and strength, guidance be with you, with myself, with inshallah ta'ala our entire ummah, our families and our loved ones. This is Ahsan and I just recently put up a video about the necessity of really developing strength to succeed and to survive in the world, because that's what it necessitates, that's what it requires, and that's what it's always required. Nothing has changed. Although the nature of that battle has changed and it's gone increasingly internal. And somebody posted a comment regarding the, her experience and I suppose what sounds like her disappointment or heartbreak with life. And there was a question that was posed, and it was that, you know, why did I lose the will to live? Why did I lose the will to live, or how did I lose the will to live? I made a video not too long ago about the four enemies of humanity, the four enemies of mankind. And if you haven't seen that, I recommend going back and just taking a quick, you know, or watch through that. And very briefly, we have to remember that we have four enemies that have been destined for us as human beings. And first and foremost, Shaitan, Satan, right? When humanity was created, Iblis vowed, he promised, to ruin them and to lead them to destruction, to self-destruction, because of his envy, because of his jealousy, because Allah Almighty chose al-insan, humans, human beings, as his khulafa, as his deputies, as his representatives in creation. So number one enemy, Satan. Number two enemy, nafs, the self, right? And this generally refers to the physical self. Number three enemy, hawa, which is usually translated as vanity or vain desires or vain thoughts. So in the Eternal Warrior Way program, I really try to reframe this in a way that I think is a little bit more accessible, perhaps, with what we know in the English language, at least. And I would reframe this and also referencing the Quranic references to the different states of the self. So the nafs, generally, in this context, is the gut. Right, it's the appetites, it's the physical, it's the body, really the gut, right? The appetite, the hunger, the thirst, and these basic thirsts and desires, these basic hungers that drive a physical organism. The second aspect of the self, which is usually referred to as hawa in the traditional model, is the mind, our own thoughts. Ultimately, our own vanity, our own narcissism, our own ego and arrogance, that is the mind. So number one enemy, Satan, number two, the gut, number three, the mind, and number four, the world. The world. The world is not your friend. The world is not our friend, right? The world is one of our enemies. And there's a difference, and I'll make a separate video on this, inshallah. There's a difference between the world and the universe. These are two very different things. The world is the manifestation of human consciousness. It's what we have created directly and indirectly as a result of our consciousness, as a result of our intent, as a result of our desires and aspirations and wants. It's literally the world that has been developed, created, manifest as a result of human consciousness. That is the world. That is dunya. And that's essentially what we interact with on a daily basis, right? Because we're quite nowadays, especially very far removed from nature and from the universe itself, from our connection to the universe, which is actually quite tragic because we are disconnected from life. The universe is your ally. There's a difference, but the world is not your friend. And, you know, this is, again, another topic for another video, but Islam is a religion. It's a faith. It's a path. It's a spiritual way that is based in a deep connection with the living and breathing universe itself. That's why all of Islam is based in all of its spirituality, all of its timings are based in the natural phenomena around us, right? The times of the prayer are based on the position of the sun. The days of the month and the year are based on the position of the moon. And we can go on. You know, there are significant natural events that are part of the religion and that are observed in different ways with special prayers and different things. So Islam is a path that is very much rooted and anchored in the living and breathing universe. But the world is something different. The world is what we have created, and it is not our friend, and it is what leads us ultimately to suffering. It's an illusion. It's a false promise, right? It's put in front of us to appeal to these lower appetites of the self, the gut and the mind, to show you what you seek and what you desire, but it's just an illusion because it's only superficial. A wise person will seek truth, will seek to invest themselves, will seek love in the only place where it can actually be found, beyond the surface. And if we invest ourselves in the world and in the superficial hopes and dreams and aspirations, which are complete vanity, it hasn't worked for anyone, we will inevitably be led to heartbreak and to disappointment. That's why Rumi, قدس الله سره, may Allah Almighty increase his rank and guide us to increasingly grasp the essence of what he was sharing. He said, break your heart until it opens. Keep breaking your heart until it opens. Where does heartbreak come from? Where does disappointment come from? It's from the outside world. It's from putting our hopes and dreams and our aspirations, our desires and our wants into things beyond ourselves, into false gods outside in the world beyond. And that will inevitably lead to heartbreak. That will inevitably lead to disappointment. And so oftentimes, one will have to go through this process if they haven't been fortunate enough to have been guided from the beginning along a spiritual path that saves human beings from that. But the modern materialistic world, it is inevitably going to lead to heartbreak and to disappointment. And we will continue to experience heartbreak and disappointment and failure until we finally realize that that it's not out there. There's something I'm doing that's not quite right. And these aspirations and these goals that I have, there's something not quite right about them. They've been misused. And we have to remember that Satan will use your love against you, meaning that he will take a good intention but misdirect it in order to lead you to ruin, to suffering, to failure. So at the core, everyone wants, in reality, that which is they were created for, which is love. Humanity was created for love. It's what sustains us, but we're looking for it in the wrong place. We're looking for it in the world of form. We're looking for it in the outside superficial world. And this is so exacerbated now in the modern world with the media and with the cultural conditioning that you're going to find happiness outside of yourself. You're going to find completion outside of yourself when you generally meet the right person. It doesn't work like that. You have to be the right person. You have to be whole and complete first and foremost, or all you can do is attract to yourself another broken human being, because all the world will do is reflect to you who you are. That's all it can do. That's its purpose, to show you yourself. The world, the universe around you is a mirror. It shows us who we are, who we have been, what we have been choosing up until this point, so that we can come face to face with who we really are and correct ourselves and to change, to evolve, to improve, ultimately to awaken. First and foremost, the human being has to become healed and whole and not seek that outside of yourself, because that is a form of shirk, right? That is a form of worshiping something other than God. True healing, true contentment, true completion, true success, true fulfillment can only come from within. It can only come through you as a result of your connection with life, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-hayy, with al-haq, the truth in reality. That's where wholeness and contentment, success, completion, fulfillment, happiness come from, not from outside. And the best that anything outside of you can do is reflect to you happiness, your happiness, and thus amplify it. But if we are, but again, it has to start within. Everything starts within. We are fundamentally at cause for everything that is outside of ourselves. And if we don't correct and heal ourselves inwardly first, we will only attract to ourselves circumstances that will reflect to us our own brokenness, our own fears, our own traumas. So the work is inward. The work is internal. And this is why marriage, the Prophet ﷺ said, marriage is half the religion. Because that's where the real work takes place. That's where the real development takes place. Because now you are being reflected. All of your fears and anxieties, your wounds, your traumas, your pains, they're being brought to the surface. They're being triggered because you're so close with another human being. It's inevitable. And human beings are mirrors to one another, as the Prophet ﷺ said. So through relationships, there's a book called The Course in Miracles, which I highly recommend at least, you know, reading a little bit of, at least, because it's quite profound. And in it is this concept of the sacred and the holy relationship. That's what life is in general with all of our relationships, but especially those close ones, those ones that are destined to bring up, you know, that we attract to ourselves as a result of who we are, to bring up what is hidden, what is beneath the surface, so that it can be transmuted and ultimately healed and corrected and balanced. And so that ultimately we can learn what true love is, what love really is, right? What real love is. Do not seek success and fulfillment in the world exclusively, right? Seek it inwardly first. Seek it within yourself. Seek it in your relationship with your creator. Seek it in who you are, in your very being. Be someone. Be who you were meant to be. Remember who you were meant to be, first and foremost. And when we are our true selves and our best selves, the best version of ourselves, inshallah ta'ala, then with God's grace and mercy, you attract to yourself that which is in harmony with that, that which is in vibrational resonance with that. But do not make the mistake of thinking that the world is going to be easy, is going to be friendly towards us. It's not. We have to be wise. We have to be strong. We have to be awake. We have to be intelligent. We've got to learn. And all of the hardships and struggles that we go through, don't give up. Don't let go. It can be very difficult. It can be very traumatic. It can be very painful. But it will ultimately lead you to the truth. It will ultimately lead you to who you really are. And so also Rumi, who says, the pain is where the light enters you. Don't fight, don't resist. When you are going through hardship, when you're going through difficulty, when you're going through suffering and grieving, when you're going through loss, surrender to it. Accept it. Allow it to be. Let it run its course. And through that, you will reach to ultimately the essence of who you are. And your true beauty, inshallah ta'ala, will ultimately be revealed. May Allah Almighty's power and peace and presence and guidance and light be with you, with us all. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll see you again very soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.